This is a CHOI news report. The city of Nanaimo is looking at increasing property taxes by 8% in 2024 as of Friday's Finance and Audit Committee meeting. The committee voted down a 2% cut to the RCMP budget that would have reduced property taxes by half a percentage point and instead will maintain funding for the RCMP at 95% of the contract, even though vacancies at the detachment mean that it usually costs less. Council also voted down a proposal to hire a second RCMP mental health liaison officer for their CAR 54 team, which sees a nurse accompanying officer on mental health calls. Councillor Cheryl Armstrong, a former RCMP officer, opposed adding the position.
I think they can take this from their current resources. We already gave them 50 new resources, so I don't know why they need to have another dedicated body. They can move it from one of their other positions over, so I'm opposed.
Council voted to hire two managers and six city staff positions, as well as a part-time clerk for the Nanaimo Fire Rescue, a part-time bylaws position, and a transit planning specialist. Councillors also voted to increase the snow and ice removal budget to $1.2 million, based on the five-year average, about $200,000 less than the average for the past 3 years. $518,000 will fund eight new pickleball courts at Bevan Park to replace six courts at Beaufort Park, which has been the subject of noise complaints from neighbors. Councillor Janice Perino supported the motion.
You know, this is the most popular sport growing all across the country. We have so many people that ask about this, and it's important that we add more pickleball courts to Bevan Park, keep them away from any residential areas. You know what? We can't wait. We need to do this.
Council also voted to increase funding to the Nanaimo Prosperity Corporation by $103,000 to a total of $516,000. Funding for a breakfast meal program operated by the Salvation Army and the 710 Club was not renewed and will end on December 31st, saving the city $107,000. A plan for the city to fund an indoor breakfast program that would have cost $429,000 was also rejected. Councillor Ian Thorpe says the city needs to force the province to take responsibility for the program.
To me, it is not the best use of a fair amount of money, and it really, in my mind, is simply further enabling an unsatisfactory situation. It's providing a crutch instead of forcing responsibility where it lies. And I think that's what we need to do. And it might involve taking what seems to be a hard line.
Councillor Ben Gesselbrecht pointed out the people this will affect the most are not on City Council.
I think that ultimately, when we say we're going to take a hard line, who actually pays for the hard line? It's not us sitting at the table. It's not the provincial bureaucrats. It's not the wider community. The hard line, you know, in the next 3 months over winter is going to affect the people on the streets that don't have any food.
Councillor Paul Manley opposed the cut and quoted Aristotle.
Poverty is the parent of criminality and revolution. And we will pay for the poverty on our streets one way or the other.
Yeah.
They pay for it in the grocery stores. We've heard it from London Drugs. We've heard it from other grocery stores. We've heard it from other business owners. I'll leave it at that.
$120,000 was added to the budget for a traffic calming program on Extension Road. A proposal to increase funding for downtown events was also increased by $100,000. Other items include funding increases for the Nanaimo Area Land Trust, the Catnap Society, and the Nanaimo 150. People can provide feedback to City Council on the proposed budget at an E-Town Hall on Monday night. This starts at 7 p.m., and people can participate in person by submitting questions through the city website or on the city's social media accounts. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.